for the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships here in Jackson, Tennessee. I'm joined by Rhodes College head softball coach Luke Wagner. Rhodes falling in the first game of the SCAC Championship today, 2-1 in a hard-fought game over Southwestern University. And Coach, first of all, just your opening thoughts on how the game played out for your Lynx today.
Well, I think we had opportunities. Like we talked about before the conference started, we have a younger team, and I think we had opportunities that we need to capitalize in the future to be successful. But we were there. We had a shot to win it. We just couldn't put it together.
Coach, you mentioned a younger team. You got an outstanding performance from one of your seniors today. Chelsea Peters, I thought, pitched really well from the circle today. Didn't give up a lot. Defense was showed a little nerves there at the beginning, but it really didn't hurt you guys at the end. Just Southwestern was able to scratch a couple of runs, a couple of two-out runs there in those last few innings. But just talk about the way Peters performed in the circle this afternoon.
But Chelsea's been absolutely fantastic. The last two games she pitched in center and then came out here today and just gave us an absolutely fantastic performance. Even though the defense has been a bit shaky as of late, the last couple series have been rough for us. She has given every single thing that she has had. She's been a consummate professional, always pitched well regardless of what's happening behind her, and just has given her heart to this team. And you feel bad for a senior pitching that well that we couldn't get the win for, but she did a fantastic job today. Nothing to hang her head about. Just really, really well done.
Coach, Jessica Brown with a big hit for you guys to tie the game up in the sixth inning. A deep shot there to left center field. Just talk about how timely that hit was and really how you weren't really able to capitalize on that momentum from that hit.
Yeah, well, Jess's ball sailed out. It was pretty much a no-doubter, and I thought, that might get the bats going. We might get a little bit of momentum off that hit, but we couldn't put it together after that. Jess had done the same thing the last weekend in center. She hit two balls out, and then afterwards, the bats responded. So I thought maybe we might get the same kind of reaction from the girls that we did last time, but just couldn't put it together in the seventh. But, Jess is hitting the ball well. We look for big things out of her tomorrow.
Coach, obviously disappointing result today, but still plenty of softball to be played. What did you tell your girls after the game? What do you guys need to do as you move into tomorrow's action to try and generate some momentum and trying to make a run in the rest of this tournament?
Well, I think that, the main thing that we talked about after the game was just staying mentally tough, mentally focused. Errors are part of the game, and unfortunately we had a few today that hurt us. But we need to come back tomorrow with the same sort of mentality and energy that we started this game with. The conference tournament isn't over. We got a lot of softball, like you said, left to play, and we need to realize that and come back and seize the opportunity that we have tomorrow.
Rhodes head softball coach Luke Wagner. Again, the Rhodes Lynx falling today in the first game of the SCAC Softball Championships, 2-1 in a hard-fought contest to Southwestern University. Falling into the loser's bracket, we'll play tomorrow. Coach, congratulations and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, appreciate it.